Welcome to Any Questions. This is Mike Nothnagel, and I'm usually the one that asks the questions around here, but this week those duties will be handled by WAMC's own Ian Pickus. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm excited to put you on the hot seat. First, let's go over last week's challenge.
I said start with the phrase vice president. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters in the first word, six letters in the second, for what fortune tellers do. What is the phrase? And you got this one very quickly.
If you change one of the I's to a T, you can rearrange the letters to spell predict events.
That is correct. This is the sound of me getting nervous.
Well, Mike, on November 16th, 1945, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, was founded. So today's quiz is about UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
Oh, no. I was hoping that the question would be, what is the acronym for the for the organization? And, well, all right, let's see what we got here.
Number one, the Australian site noted for its 1,500 species of fish, the dugong, or manatee, and large green turtle that was listed in 1981.
Is that the Great Barrier Reef?
Good job. Nice work.
Thank you.
One for one. Now all the pressure's off.
Oh, good. Are there any more questions about barrier reefs? Because I seem to be doing well in that subgenre here.
Only one way to find out.
Now let's go.
The first natural heritage site added to the list from the United States is this national park, which contains two-thirds of the world's geysers.
Yellowstone Barrier Reef. No, Yellowstone National Park.
You got it. Next up, the Marshall Islands has only one World Heritage Site, a nuclear test site where the U.S. detonated the first H-bomb in 1952. What is the name of this site in the Marshall Islands? And as a hint, it shares its name with a piece of swimwear.
Oh, Bikini Atoll.
Good job. The Ecuadorian capital, founded on Incan ruins that survived a 1917 earthquake and has a preserved historic center today.
I believe the capital of Ecuador is Quito.
Good job,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you.
And last up, this is pure trivia, as I want to do on number five.
Love it.
As of 2012, this country has the most World Heritage Sites with 47.
My first thought that went through my head was Turkey.
Turkey is incorrect.
Darn it.
Let me give you the hint.
Okay.
One such site is a city founded in the 5th century, spread out among 118 islands and known for its canals.
Oh, Italy.
Italy.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, world traveler Mike Nothnagel got 4 out of 5 on UNESCO World Heritage Sites today.
And I am exhausted.
How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit these questions that I did on, some extra credit questions, which I will probably do on, or some other fun stuff, including this challenge from Mr. Pickus.
Take the 7-letter name of a country that's home to World Heritage Sites. Drop the first letter and the last two letters, and you'll be left with another country, home to World Heritage Site, the Land of Frankincense. What are the countries? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll look forward to getting back in our regular places this time next week.
We will see you then, Ian.